always right, you know.
What?
Yeah, you think you're always right.
What are you talking about?
You think you're so cool for being sporty.
That has nothing to do with it. You try to act like so hard and you're so rude to all of us all the time.
Me being rude?
Is he not
you're
rude?
Literally always insulting us.
Who are you talking to?
You! You're always having an opinion on everyone else's like life. Like, just shut up.
You're having an opinion on me.
Okay, yeah, because you were saying you were having
that
an opinion
true.
On someone else.
Like, you've been rude to us this whole time. It's not our fault that we're, like, locked in here or whatever.
You have an opinion on everyone here.
No, I don't. My only opinion is towards you, because I haven't said anything else about anyone.
Yeah, she's actually nice to us.
Oh, right. Mm. You like her.
What?
He likes you.
No.
Fed up with you guys.
Okay, leave.
You guys are actually so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Oh, I'm annoying. I'm trying to make things right.
You're literally messing about while we're scared. We want to leave.
I'm messing about.
You're literally here making unnecessary jokes while I'm here trying to fix the radio.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to fix this radio.
Eli, I think I might have found something.
Oh, cool. Let me see.
I was thinking, like, maybe you could understand it.
Yeah, no, I don't. Sid's good at writing stuff. We said we'd meet her in room 101 at 3. Could go there now.
Walk on your tiptoes and stay close to the wall.
Sid, look at this.
What is that thing?
I don't know, it looks really weird.
Eli can take a look at the test tubes, but look what I found on the computers. Do you know what that is?
No. Lila's super smart when it comes to this sort of stuff. She might know what it is.
Okay, I'll take pictures of it now then.
Cool. Let's start going.
Okay, so guys, does anyone understand what these mean? Sid, do you understand the notes on the diary that I found?
It doesn't make sense. It says the only weakness is dying, but what about disease or injury?
To
to my understanding, this is explaining how powerful humans can be, but we all get ill and die. We feel pain. I just need more time to properly analyse it. Eli, what about you?
Not sure. I'll have to test this in the lab. My theory is that this is a prototype of those things.
Okay, so I took a look at the pictures you took, Sid, and it's basically explaining like their strengths and weaknesses, which will be useful if we encounter them.
What was that?
Let me see. Hi. Hi.
I'll explain everything. Can I please come out first?
So, yeah. I'm one of the scientists that worked here.
Right. I don't care. Tell us how to get out of here. If you start something, you finish it. So tell us.
You think I would still be here if I knew how to get out? Listen, I was just helping out with the prototypes in the lab. Things got out of hand. There were many arguments. Some said we were making monsters.
Obviously you were. Look at those things.
And others said this would be the ultimate version of humans. I thought I was going to help humans get stronger, not have diseases or pain. I had to run from one of them and hide in a locker. I knew this was one of the ones I worked on because of its insane hearing and strength. Didn't know it would be so ruthless.
Is there anyone else here? Are you trying to experiment on us too?
How should I know? And no, I'm not trying to experiment on anyone. I'm just trying to live.
You experimented on children. How am I meant to believe you?
Alex, calm down.
We need to get out of here.
Come on, Lyra. If you don't want to experiment on anyone here, go check out that sound. Or you're going to have to get past my line.
Fine. I'll go.
Alex, I swear to God, if you get any of us killed, I will never forgive you. Like, yeah, I don't trust a scientist, but he looks really scared.
Shut up! Oh my God.
Patrol hunting Charlie down. It was in the jungle wars of 65.